and Dave, give us a call as you come up towards Spur. We've got some parking instructions.
Parking instructions, okay. Let's see, do we want to hit the upper rim or the lower rim of Spur?
I see that large block on
the northern rim. Yeah, I think we should work down to the northern rim, right?
Yeah, if we're going to sample any blocks there on the rim, that'd be the place to do it.
Yeah.
Sounds good to us. And Dave, we'd like for you to park east of the area you're going to be working in so we can look down sun and park facing west, and we'll give you an AB update later.
Okay. Good shape, Joe. That one wall there has quite a bit of debris, doesn't it?
No.
And it looks like it's, again, has a linear pattern running north and south. Almost does. That one wall there has quite a bit of debris, doesn't it?
No.
And it looks like it's, again, has a linear pattern running north and south. Almost does. We're talking about the debris that's exposed on the north wall of Spur. And the slope here at Spur is 08 to 10 degrees.
Roger.
For the shadow.
And the shadow is, it's 4 degrees left.
And let's get the other two.
It's rolling pitch.
Yeah, pitch is about 3 degrees down. And the roll,
you have to hold it in a damn position like that.
If I can get them there, it's damping. 5 degrees right.
Roger, we copy, and it looks at first glance that that heading is still a good heading. We'll be back with you.
Okay.
We're looking at about 30 minutes working time here at this station.
Oh, good. Joe, we're going to FMTV now.
Roger.
And I'll give you a general pointing and you can try your big dish.
Okay, Dave, try to use the sight on this one and just make sure that the filter is flipped up out of the way, please. The sun filter.
Oh.
Dave, we had the picture momentarily. We've lost it now. Are you still sighting the antenna?
Yeah, we've lost it now. Are you still sighting the antenna?
Yeah, you got it now? We picked up some more green material here, Dave. Sure, isn't that light gray albedo stuff?
Oh, it looks green.
Yeah, I think it might. The contrast?
No.
No, I see white, I see a light green, and I see a brown. Hey, Jim?
Yeah.
Stand where you are and give me alignment on the antenna. Let's see if I can get it pointed at the earth. You can turn to your right. Take about three steps right. And if you look up, don't fall back. Just look up. You'll be able to align the antenna in your position relative to the earth. You have to take your visor up, probably. Hey, see the earth up there? Can't get back.
Dave and Jim, you could look at the meter on the LaCru and peek up AGC while you move the antenna. Make sure also that the sun filter is up off the sighting device.
Joe, it has been ever since we started the shade down and everything else. Yeah, there's just not that much.
Roger, we understand. Just checking.
Okay. Try to see the radar.
Okay, it's good. Beautiful, beautiful. Right on the money.
You can use that sound to lock in, Dave. You know, I did that. I didn't even look at the sight glass. I just used your AGC.
All right.
Get the sound when you're locked on, too. Okay, Jimmy, let's go to work.
Roger.
You don't think there's green here, huh? Jim, I don't know. I think it's the gray. Difference in the gray and the albedo. Is that the same one?
I guess.
It might be the EV visor that makes it look green. But it's worth sampling. That large rock on the northwest side, just on the inner edge there.
Yeah.
Clearly a breccia. Look at the class. You can see the class from here.
Sure can.
And it looks like it's a different color rock. Well, it's a dark.
Okay.
Let's go sample the rim over here.
Okay.
And sun. Do your handy dandy camera move it. Houston, you should be pointing right at the lamp.
Roger, Jim, we're looking.
Gee, Jim, it's a good pile of rocks right here.
Hey, look at that light-colored rock with almost, looks like a white vein on top of the other rock.
Yeah, look at that. How about that? We'll get that one.
Get it now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a britcher. It's a dark gray rock that looks like a big pinnacle with a small gray and white breccia on top of it. The pinnacle is about 6 inches across and 4 or 5 inches high. On top of it is about a 2 to 3 inch subangular frag with a light gray or medium gray matrix and about 20% white cast in it. Very unique. Stands out. it's amazing. Okay, Jimmy, let's gather some